So where are your questions?
I have a question. To compare, to say that I'm going to stick to the Buddha for an hour, it's one flow, and then to look at the qualities of the good flow, that's quite different.
Yes.
I know that if you look at the quality, if you actually concentrate on it,
when you put it,
then you have the sati.
Yeah.
But how to compare them, or which one to do? I mean, they're quite different.
I mean, you can only look at the Buddha once it is comes automatically. Yeah. Once it is installed, you know, I mean, then you can look at the quality. And if you look at the quality, you have enough sati that you instantly know when it goes out, when the mind goes out. And then, only then, you need to bring back the Buddha. So you really can combine it.
So bringing it back and look at the qualities is different.
Yeah. I mean, how it is, you know, how the breath is, how the Buddha is, that is what develops sati.
Yeah.
The knowingness about this object.
But also to realize it's not that. That's also sati.
Yes, that is sati. Yeah.
So the determination itself will not lead to big samadhi.
It can lead, you know, I mean, if there's sati, yeah. I mean, if in the beginning we need to install it, you know. I mean, in the beginning we are much more concerned, you know, if we can catch a breath at the tip of the nose or if the Buddha is there. But if we do that for hours, you know, I mean, then we can look more at the quality of the Buddha or the quality of the breath.
When it's restless, try to look at the quality.
When it is restless, I mean, it depends on how much restlessness. If it's more restlessness than the Buddha, then look at the restlessness. What is restlessness? How does it feel like? What is, you know, it's always, how does it feel like? Yeah? So if there is fear, how does it feel like? Yeah? If there is pain, how does it feel like? And then and start to embrace it. Yeah. I mean, boredom very quickly goes away the moment you look at boredom. Because boredom can only arise, you know, if you're not interested in anything. Yeah? But if you're interested in boredom, you know, how can boredom, you know, persist? Impossible. Yeah? But other things will not go that easily. Restlessness will not go away that easily. Pain will not go away this easily. Yeah? Fear will not go away this easily. So we can look at, you know, how does it feel like? I mean, all our life we live in the world of symbols, you know, we don't even know what it feels like. Yeah? We say something is unpleasant and we run away. Yeah? How does this unpleasant feel like? We don't even know. We just see, unpleasant, run away. Yeah? And the stupid thing, or our amazing stupidity shows, it's not only with unpleasant things that we run away from. Pleasant things we run away from. But in a different way. How can I get more? What did I do to get it? And so on and so on. Yeah? That is also running away. We don't even know what is pleasant feeling, what is unpleasant feeling. It comes up, oops, and we are gone. Noticed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we cannot train it, you know, our sati with a pleasant feeling. So our sharpening stone is, you know, unpleasant feeling. Because they stick more.
So sati arises when we are able to know the quality of our Buddha.
Or the quality of the breath, or the quality of the feeling, or, you know, I mean, the best sharpening stone, you know, for sati is, you know, when there's dukkha vedana, when we have painful feelings in the knee or wherever it is. Yeah? That's where we can really develop it. But we instantly run away from it.
Yeah. I remember when you were in Malaysia, you told us that the Buddha, you lead to Sati. Now this second part, you tell us that when you observe the quality of Buddha and the breath, Sati.
That's how you develop Sati.
Yeah.
Of course, the Buddha will lead to Sati, you know, if he knows, you know, about the Buddha. Yeah. But the monotonous repetition of the word Buddha, I mean, there's no interest in it. Yeah. So, I mean, that will never lead to concentration. Yeah.
So now, the combining the two parts, the things become very clear, see? Because now we know that Sati arises when our mind, the knowingness, know the quality of Sati and the breath.
No. We don't know the quality of Sati, we know the quality of the breath or the Buddha.
Yeah, we know when we start to know the quality of the Sati, when we start to know the quality of the breath, Sati is there.
Yeah. Knowingness, you know, that is Sati, you know. Yeah. To know what is going on, no matter if it is the breath or if it is the Buddha or if it is a feeling. Yeah. Knowing what is going on in our chitta.
Yeah.
Moving the folder, you know. Knowing, yeah? What one is doing. Yeah? Not just, I have to get finished, yeah? It's a tedious work, you know, and you don't see, you know, the unpleasant feelings coming up. And so we get easily distracted without knowing. Yeah? It's very difficult to work on a computer, I mean, it's nearly impossible to have something. And I think the Lord Buddha would have said the same thing, yeah? If he would have been a computer engineer, he said, it's impossible to develop sati when you're working with a computer. Too far. You see, you act, and so on.
So many interesting things on the screen.
And interesting things and uninteresting things.
Uninteresting.
Yeah. In the case of people who are not doing Buddha, they are doing the breath.
Yeah.
So the moment the breath becomes very subtle and almost gone, then knowingness appears. Sati.
It doesn't necessarily needs to appear. If you are not interested in the breath, you know the breath just disappears, you know, and sati will not arise.
Yeah, but he knows that...
If you know the breath, you know, yes. If the breath becomes very subtle, you know, and we know the breath, then, I mean, actually, you know, the knowingness of the breath is much stronger than when we begin to feel it.
Yeah.
So it's so clear, you know, I mean, the breath goes in, you know, and it becomes so obvious, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Until the breath then stops. Mm-hmm. That becomes very obvious as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get in panic.
So that knowingness is sati.
Yes. Awareness, you know, I mean, you call it awareness, you know, or knowingness of objects, that is sati.
Yes. Or when a person is moving around,
and
he always knows that he's breathing, and that is sati, right?
Yes. But it's also, you know, I mean, there's a whole range of sati, you know. There's little sati and there's lots of sati, If he knows also what is going on, every thought, you know, that arises, every intention that arises in his citta, then he has great sati, If he just knows, you know, one thing or the other thing, you know, then it's little sati.
Yeah. So if I'm speaking, when I'm talking to you, and if I know that my breath is there, is it considered sati?
No. Not, I mean, it is a little sati, I mean, if you know, before you want to speak, what you want to speak, and if you can check it, if it is worthwhile speaking, you know, that is a lot of sati.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't do that.
So what is the difference between sati and consciousness?
Consciousness?
Being conscious of something, isn't that being aware of something?
No.
I mean, that's where we have these strange definitions, you know. I mean, people, you know, some people think consciousness is that, you know, being aware of something. Consciousness is, you know, when something, you know, comes into our sense, makes sense contact.
Right. But I feel when I go on those roads of autopilot,
yeah,
when I look back on that, yeah, I'm like, man, I was not conscious of what was going on during that time.
I wouldn't say
it comes in and then everything comes alive and is conscious.
Then I would, you know, I would phrase that awareness, being aware that things are going on. Consciousness has to be there if you do something, even if you're on autopilot. Otherwise, there wouldn't be no intention to do anything if there wouldn't be any consciousness. People who are unconscious, you know, don't do anything. They're just like, yeah. So the moment you are aware that something is going on, that's where sati kicks in. If you run on autopilot, there's consciousness all the time.
Because you were saying earlier that consciousness is very fleeting. It comes quickly and it comes out.
It is so fast that we can't see it. It is like a movie, you know. I mean, you have these pictures, you know, the pictures move so fast that you can't see that very small or thin black bar that is between each picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's consciousness.
That is unconsciousness, that black bar.
No, yeah.
And the big picture is the consciousness. Eh?
Oh, very good.
And it's so fast. It's so fast, you know. I mean, you will never see it because you always think you're conscious. Yeah. I mean, the moment you wake up, you know you're conscious, you know. And even if you run on autopilot, I mean, it is always consciousness there.
So sati is when you become aware of your consciousness.
No, when you become aware of what is going on. Be it of the breath, or be it of the Buddha, be it of your intentions, be it of the feelings, yeah, or be it even of the sense contacts.
Yeah.
I mean, if a wind comes, you know, you're aware, when you're aware of that, you know, that the wind moves, you know, and you feel it, yeah, that is awareness. Yeah? So don't mix it up, you know, I mean, consciousness is there all, I mean, for you it's there all the time, yeah. As long as you're not dead, yeah, or asleep, fall deep asleep. Yeah? Even in the dreaming state, there's consciousness, yeah. Otherwise, you couldn't dream. Consciousness, avijja patthaya sankhara, sankhara patthaya vijnana, and vijnana is consciousness. So avijja is the condition that all these phenomena arise. And the phenomena, once they arise, there is consciousness of these phenomena. So consciousness comes in long before, you know, everything else. Before the name and the meaning of the object, what it means. Yeah? And then, you know, nama-rupa, you know, is the condition that feelings arise. Yeah? And then it becomes a mess. Because then we react, normally react. So consciousness is very, very early on in the paticca-samuppada, in the dependent origination. It's the second line, yeah. So avijja is a condition that phenomena arise, yeah. And phenomena is a condition that vijnana arises. But that goes so fast, yeah. So if there would be no phenomena, consciousness would not arise. But this world, this universe is full of phenomena, so I'm consciousness arises. <arrives. laughs> Yeah, that's why a lot of people, you know, get it, you know, consciousness and sati and awareness, they mix it all together. Yeah.
So without consciousness, phenomena doesn't arise?
No.
That consciousness is fundamental, that it
yeah.
gives rise to everything?
Yeah, I mean, avijja is fundamental that these things arise, yeah? That the phenomena arise, and phenomena is the condition that consciousness arises. And then when consciousness arises, you know, it's a condition for that the meaning, yeah? I mean, nama rupa, yeah? So the form and the meaning arise. Yeah? And the form and the meaning is the condition that feelings arise.
So consciousness comes before matter arises? It gives you
no. No. It comes after matter arises. Without phenomena, and phenomena is any kind of matter, yeah? It's all material, yeah? No, you can't say that. I mean, people can really fall unconscious and phenomena still arise, yeah? But they are not conscious of it, yeah? Because they are in a state where they are deprived of consciousness. And there can be a medical reason. I don't know, I mean, I haven't been very long in unconscious state, you know, but still, I'm still thinking there are things going on, but don't ask me. I mean, that's nothing that I really can with guarantee talk about. I only know that it is arising very fast. I saw it, you know, disappearing. I saw it arising, you know, that's the only thing that I know. But what really happens in this unconscious, when there is no consciousness? Because sati is always there, yeah? I mean, if you have sati, you are aware, yeah? And then you see the difference between sati, yeah, awareness, and consciousness, yeah? Because awareness is aware that there is consciousness or no consciousness. Yeah? And awareness does not depend, you know, it does not depend on any avijja. Does not depend on on any phenomena.
So, Ajahn, in this case, when you are talking about awareness, it is referring to sati.
Yeah. I mean, I found it a much better. Find it a much better translation for sati. I mean, the definition for sati that Lungpak gives, you know, and that's where it really, you know, I got a grip of it, you know, he said, the moment, you know, you have sati, there is no kilesa. And then you understand, you know, I mean, if there are no kilesas, that is when you're really aware. You haven't really dodged in and decided if this is unpleasant or pleasant, yeah?
So is sati when the world of symbols does not exist and it's just experience?
Yeah. Yes. We want to live? Huh? Huh? You live in your dream world, and it is so fantastic, you know, and you just don't want to get out of it. Yeah? You think it is fantastic, but it creates a lot of dukkha, and you don't want to see it, you don't want to investigate the dukkha, yeah? And that's why you want to live in your dream world. Yeah? Just like, you know, I mean, I say, you know, I mean, if we live in the world of symbols, you know, it is like a prof, you know, who is completely off in the ivory tower, you know, he doesn't even know what is going on, yeah? Or like most of the politicians, they don't even know what the people who elect them, you know, want, yeah? They're so far off, yeah? Or some CEOs, you know, in a company don't even know what their workers are doing. And we are so far removed, yeah, and we think, you know, in big terms, yeah, I mean, not knowing, you know, what is actually going on. Yeah. Get down, you know, and see, yeah. And it is Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankara Vijnana, yeah. So, Vijnana, forget about for the moment, you know, just concentrate, huh? Feeling, bodily feeling, mental feeling, yeah. Thoughts, yeah? Association, when you see something, you instantly think tree, yeah? I mean, that is already association. That is already where memory kicks in. Memory comes in so quickly. Yeah? Thought comes in so quickly. It's so difficult, you know, to really to cut them loose. Yeah? To see things and to look at a tree without knowing it's a tree. Because the tree is just a symbol. Yeah? Once I remember, you know, and I came out of Samadhi and then I looked at a tree and said, why don't they call it stone? What is, you know, it doesn't make any sense, you know. I mean, it's just a label, yeah? You put on a label, yeah, and we live in the world of labels, yeah? We don't live actually in reality. We don't see the tree because we live in the symbol tree. Yeah? And we instantly think what we can do with a tree, you know, or that it gives us shade, you know, or that it protects us from rain and things on. Yeah? All these associations instantly come in. When we think tree, you know, all these associations associated with tree come in and form our world.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, you know, I mean, now I call it tree, you know, but you see your mother. Huh? And then all the association with, I mean, over 30 years of your life, you know, all, you know, come together, you know, and I mean, it's so fast that you can't even, you know, can't even help yourself not to react in the same way that you always reacted.
Yes.
Okay, understood? Yeah, so don't mix it up and start to live, you know. I mean, don't just be, yeah, I mean, robots. Yeah. Be aware of what is going at any time, you know. That is, I mean, it's actually fun to live because every moment is different. We think, you know, when we observe the breath, oh, it's always the same. No, every moment, yeah, is completely different. Just one moment. And when you look at the development of movies, of the movie industry, I mean, when you look at a movie from the 60s, I mean, young people cannot watch it, you know, because there's nothing going on. Yeah? There's no action. Yeah? And when you look at a movie from 2016, I mean, there's only action. There's no storyline anymore. There's just action. Yeah? Because people cannot, yeah, I mean, they are used to these speeds, yeah? So they cannot really be concentrated on one thing, you know, for more than 30 seconds. Yeah? Then it has to change, otherwise it gets boring.
Yeah.
They wouldn't watch a movie, you know, if it stays on the same scene, you know, for 5 minutes, yeah? And there's hardly anything changing in the scene, you know, but the scene itself, you know, I mean, is the meaning of that. There were in the 80s, there were the nice, beautiful films, movies, yeah? But nowadays, it's just action, 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 yeah? I mean, the more you kill, you know, the better the movie is, yeah?
Yeah.
Or these racing cars, or whatever it is, you know? I mean, it has to be fast, 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 yeah? And crashes all the time so that you get, you know, that you keep your interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one movie, it was in the mid-80s, you know, it was from, I think it was a Woody Allen movie, yeah? I mean, where two people just sat in a restaurant for 1.5 hours and talked. Who would want to? But it was great, yeah? I mean, I liked it very much, yeah? interesting, you know, the exchange, you know, between two people, you know, the... Yeah.
But nowadays people wouldn't like to hear such a story, yeah? And that's how we are trained, yeah? That's why you can't keep on the Buddha for more than 3 seconds, you know, before it goes out, yeah?
There's another Buddha, yeah. In different colors, more action.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it, I mean, think about a way, you know, how to make it, yeah? Make it interesting, you know, and then you keep your concentration. You don't like cheese, huh? You don't like cheese?
I like cheese, but it's sticky.
Yeah.
A little cheese, okay. But I like to give cheese to you all.
That's okay.
So when it's finished, I go and get another one.
Yeah, don't worry, I mean, you don't get. So it is tough in the beginning, I mean, so you really have to force yourself, I mean, not allowing any other thought than Buddha. Until, you know, until it calms, the mind calms down and gets used to it, you know, and then you can observe. Don't need to use it. There's no need at all. I mean, Lunga said, you know, it goes within 1 second, you know, the whole dependent origination, you know. So, I mean, it is very difficult for most of the people to see it, yeah? See it happen. It goes so fast. Yeah? But if you have sati, if you have good sati, you know, then you can see it. I remember, I mean, I could stop at Nama Rupa, I mean, when form and meaning came in, yeah, I could cut it off, but my sati was extreme, yeah. I mean, how can you see consciousness arise and disappear if your sati is not?
Not at full speed, yeah?
Yeah. But that was, I mean, this is something, you know, I mean, that comes from my previous life, yeah? I mean, I just had to develop it a little bit further on, yeah?
Mm.
It's not, you know, it's not that everybody is born with it, yeah? But I really, you know, when I was 31, you know, 29, 31, I don't remember, something like that, yeah? I mean, for 1.5 years, I just had to force the mind, you know, to stay with the breath. And then, you know, the power of sati went through, yeah? Before it wasn't there, you know. But then, you know, once you get it to that point, you know, the power of the sati that you developed over previous lives, you know, I mean, comes through. You know. But even think about it, you know, even for me, you know, 1.5 years, you know, it's quite a long time, you know. And I wouldn't let it go. That is, you know, if I had a determination, I want to do this, I did it, you know, no matter what. Yeah.
So when sati comes through, it's always there.
No, it's not always there. Of course you can constantly lose it, you know. But you know, the power of sati, I mean, if you use it wisely, you know, it stays on. You know? But it will never be always there, you know. Even an arahant doesn't always have sati. I had this thought, you know, when I came to Wat Papantap, you know. I had this thought, you know, and then then Lungta was giving a talk to the lay people, and then he said, you know, some stupid people think that an arahant always has to have sati. That's not true. I said, oh, thank you. He corrected a lot of my wrong thoughts, yeah? I mean, in the first 2 years, yeah? Just when I had a wrong thought, you know, I mean, he said, yeah, some people believe this, you know, but it's not true, yeah? And when you come from the West, you have a lot of wrong thoughts. Wrong understanding, I would say.
Is it partly due to translation?
Some of it is due to translation. Most of it is due to our imagination that runs wild.
Yeah.
We read something and we imagine.
Yeah.
We can even imagine we are great practitioners. And we can live in this imagination for the rest of our lives. Eh? Well, some people, you know, believe they are arahants. Eh? They can live in that, you know.